Welcome to More Than Music. My name is Brian. I'm the worship leader over at Waleska First Baptist Church, here connecting songs to scripture and lyrics to your life. Today, we're examining a song I know you've never heard of before. And the reason I know that is because I wrote it. Yes, I just did that. Anyway, the song's name is Strengthen Us, Christ Our Lord. If you attended our church in 2023, you might have heard the chorus to it. When I came to our church initially, I was captivated by Pastor Nick's vision of strengthening Christ's church by celebrating God's word. I said, man, I need to write a song about that. I started working on this song back when I first joined the church. This was in the works, and the last church that I went to sang the doxology every week. And the doxology, if you don't know, goes like this. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him all creatures here below. Praise Him above ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. So that's the doxology. I wanted this song to be a simple mantra kind of chorus for our church to sing that would remind us of our church's mission and vision of strengthening Christ's church by celebrating God's word. So I wrote this chorus back in the summer of 23, and it goes like this. Strengthen us, Christ our Lord, we will not grieve today. We celebrate your word, strengthen your church, we pray. And this was supposed to be a simple mantra that we would just sing every week. So we tried this for a little while, and it seemed a little bit awkward and out of place, and maybe not everybody got it. Since that time, at the end of 2023, I finished writing the song. There's now four verses to back up that chorus. And this is a hymn now. This is a hymn. There's a lot of scripture that I poured into this song. I do not like writing my own thoughts. I like taking scripture and putting it to music. It is just so much better than what I have to offer. So let me share with you some of the scriptures that stand behind this song and how I put it together. When Pastor Nick gave his sermon on the vision for our church way back last year, he took Nehemiah chapter 8. And Nehemiah chapter 8 has Nehemiah reading the law to the people. He reads the law to the people, and then in chapter 8 of Nehemiah, verses 9 through 12, this is what it says. And this is out of the NASB 20. Then Nehemiah, who was the governor, and Ezra the priest, and scribe, and the Levites, who taught the people, said to all the people, "This day is holy to the Lord, your God. Do not mourn or weep, for all the people were weeping when they heard the words of the law." Then he said to them, "Go, eat the festival foods, drink the sweet drinks, and send portions to him who has nothing prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. Do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your refuge." So the Levites silenced all the people, saying, "Be still, for the day is holy. Do not be grieved." Then all the people went away to eat, drink, and to send portions, and to celebrate a great feast, because they understood the words which had been made known to them. Strengthen us, Christ our Lord. We will not grieve today. We celebrate your word. Strengthen your church, we pray. So they were commanded to celebrate. They were commanded not to grieve. And the word of the Lord strengthened them, and it will strengthen our church. Verse 1 of the song says this, "Comfort our hearts, O God, in every work and word. Teach us patience in these hard times as we wait upon the Lord." So I have two scriptures that this came from. "Comfort our hearts, O God, in every work and word" came straight out of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 17. And I'm going to read 16 here for context, but it was 17, really. 2 Thessalonians says this, "Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who has loved us and given us eternal comfort and good hope by grace, comfort and strengthen your hearts in every good work and word." So that's where I got those lyrics, straight out of the Bible. "Teach us patience in these hard times as we wait upon the Lord." James chapter 5, verses 7 through 11 say this, "Therefore be patient, brothers and sisters, until the coming of the Lord. The farmer waits for the precious produce of the soil, being patient about it until it gets the early and late rains. You too be patient. Strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is near. Do not complain, brothers and sisters, against one another, so that you may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing right at the door. As an example, brothers and sisters, of suffering and patience, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. We count those blessed who endured. You have heard of the endurance of Job and have seen the outcome of the Lord's dealings, that the Lord is full of compassion and is merciful. We ask the Lord to teach us good patience as we wait upon him. Verse 2 of the song says this, we still must be good stewards and strengthen what is left, for God hath found our work undone, so we work before his rest. And most of this verse is out of Revelation chapter 3, and that is verse 2 primarily, but I'm going to read 1 through 3 here for context. To the angel of the church of Sardis write, he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars says this, I know your deeds, that you have a name, that you are alive, and yet you are dead. Be constantly alert and strengthen the things that remain, which were about to die, for I have not found your deeds completed in the sight of my God. So remember what you have received and heard, and keep it, and repent. Then, if you are not alert, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what hour I will come to you. We ought to be good stewards of the word of God and remember and keep what we have received and heard. We ought to strengthen what is left in our church. Just because things seem like they are just at a status quo, just because it seems like it's comfortable, we ought to be strengthening up our foundations. We ought to be, as the scripture says, constantly alert and strengthen the things that remain. The Lord says, our works are not done, for God hath found our work undone, y'all. This is straight out of scripture. So we work before his rest is not in that scripture, though. And I got that from Hebrews chapter 4, verse 11. And I'm just going to read 9 through 11 for context here. So we work before his rest. That's the last line of verse 2. Hebrews 4 says this, consequently, there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For the one who has entered his rest has himself also rested from his works as God did from his. Therefore, let's make every effort to enter that rest so that no one will fall by following the same example of disobedience. So we work before his rest. We work to enter that rest. Let's be good stewards. Let's strengthen what is left. God has found our works undone, so let's work before his rest. Verse 3 of the song says this, his word forever perfect, his word forever true, we'll ponder as we lay at night, when we rise, we'll strive to do. His word forever perfect, his word forever true. This was more of a poetic choice for me. I just wanted to glorify the word of the Lord. Revelations 19 says this, Revelations 19:11, and I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on it is called faithful and true, and in righteousness he judges and wages war. Revelation 21:5 says this, and he who sits on the throne said, behold, I am making all things new. And he said, write, for these words are faithful and true. God's word is forever perfect, and God's word is forever true. We'll ponder as we lay at night. Now, this line, so let me tell you, there's a little story behind this line. We'll ponder as we lay at night. I was in a Bible study, an early morning men's Bible study at another Baptist church a couple years ago. And we were just sharing some of the things that we were struggling with and anxious about around the table. After all sorts of things come out of us at 6 a.m. That is, that's trouble right there. But anyway, so I was sharing some of the things that I was struggling with. And the deacon that was there helping to organize the Bible study, he said, Brian, ponder the word of the Lord as you lay in your bed at night. And he quoted this scripture for me, Psalm 63:6. And this is out of the NIV, okay? So this is a little different translation. On my bed, I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night. And that's David there in the story, recounting all the wonderful things that God has done. This was this deacon trying to counsel me, trying to bring me back from my anxiousness and my struggle and reminding me to think on the word of the Lord. What an awesome deacon he was. Joshua 1, 7 through 8 also says something similar here. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may achieve success wherever you go. Verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will achieve success. This is Moses preparing Joshua to take over the leadership of Israel. It's to your benefit to keep the word of the Lord in your mind day and night, especially when you're not at peace, to remember his word at night when you're resting or trying to rest. For leaders, it is even more important that we keep the word of the Lord front and foremost in our minds. Last line of verse 3 here says, when we rise, we'll strive to do. Y'all, it is wonderful to hide the word of the Lord in your heart and to recognize it as perfect and true and to ponder it all day long. But unless we rise up and do something about it, it's useless. Our faith is made to be shared. This is something Pastor Nick has said multiple times. The word of God hits your head, it should hit your heart, and then it should go to your hands from there. You have heard the word of the Lord and recognized its perfection. You have pondered it all day and night. Now, when you rise up in the morning, you're going to act that out. You better do it. It is the right thing to do. You apply the word of God to your life and everything that you do. It will benefit you. You will prosper because of the word of the Lord. And if you don't, you'll prosper in soul and in spirit. You will be rich in heavenly things. Either way, you're going to be a winner. You strive to do the word of the Lord, and you will be found a faithful servant in God's eyes. And that's all that really matters. Verse 4 of the song, we celebrate in hope. We celebrate through pain. We celebrate for Christ is King, and he is coming back to reign. Romans 5, 1 through 3 says this, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we also have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we celebrate in hope for the glory of God. And not only this, but we also celebrate in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance. And Paul goes on to say a whole bunch more that comes out of tribulation. We celebrate in hope. We celebrate through pain. We celebrate for Christ is King, and he's coming back to reign. This is out of Revelation 11, 15 and Revelation 22, 3 through 5. I'm going to read these off for us. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. Revelation 22, there will no longer be any curse, and the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his bondservants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and there will no longer be any night. And they will not have need of the light of a lamp, nor the light of the sun, because the Lord God will illuminate them, and they will reign forever and ever. Guys, let's celebrate in hope. Let's celebrate through pain. Let's celebrate for Christ is King, and he's coming back to reign. Guys, thank you for listening to the podcast. Remember to strengthen Christ's church and celebrate God's word. God bless.